Yo, what's up? Hey, it's 10:30. Look at that. I did get up earlier today. I'm fucking doing it. Recording on my phone because Jacqueline's still sleeping. I didn't want to wake her up until I was done doing it. I let her have a few extra minutes, you know? I start recording next to her. She wakes up and so I'm down on the couch. She's probably still here. I mean, there's only so much separation you can do in this apartment, but so here, I don't know, the president's tweeting crazy shit or whatever the fuck. At least he's miserable. But I don't want to talk about that, of course. It's just crazy. It's so fucking weird. The crazy shit that dude just can't help but fucking pound out on his fucking phone. Why does he get to have a phone? It's weird. Why does he have like a Samsung Galaxy? It's fucking weird. Like, you're not supposed to have that, right? Nobody gives a shit anymore. This whole time, Obama could have had an iPhone the whole time. And they made like, oh no, you can't have it. You can have like this BlackBerry that doesn't do shit. And if he was just like, nah, fuck it, who gives a shit? Laws are useless with me. He could have an iPhone. And enjoyed himself a little bit more, probably. But it's so, I can't help it. I'm just sucked in. It's really, I gotta figure out a way to manage my Twitter, like, viewing and my rage. And I have not really come up with other than not look at Twitter at all, but that seems crazy. Like, how do you not look at people do it? We used to do it all the time. I used to never look at Twitter because it wasn't a thing. Even when it was like a thing, when it first started and I was on Twitter in the beginning, it's not like you had to look at it. What did I look at? I don't know. I guess I thought about things. I thought about jokes. Ooh, I had some good news yesterday, but I can't share it yet. I might not be able to share it for a while, but it was positive movement in my life. So focus on positive. All right, let's look at the news and get the fuck out of here. I want to go run. Nobody listens to this show anyway. This is fine. Nobody should. I mean, you should. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you and everything, but so people ain't listening to this fucking thing. I think less people listening now than there was probably, let's say, 100 episodes ago. I think it might have peaked 100 episodes ago. And now there's like a good core group hanging on. And a bunch of people that were like, I don't know, every fucking day. I'm gonna do this every day. This becomes stressful for people. I also do shorter episodes, but, and don't listen to all of them. Fucking skip them. Nobody gives a shit. I think that's the point of like a daily thing. That this one's, I'm gonna put in the description of this one. It's a skip. I mean, unless something fucking fantastic happens. I mean, I already like was annoying up front, like just getting mad about the fucking president again. Sorry. It's like, because either you agree and you're like, yeah, I know, or you disagree and you're like, me, why don't you like the guy I like? I don't, I'm sorry. Alright, let's look at the old news. Oof, woof. I mean, I like to look for good news, but this is a, I mean, this is, this, I gotta read this headline. Teenage boy in India kills his father for raping his sister. So, it's kind of a good story that this teenage boy killed his sister's rapist, and it's bad that his sister got raped and that the rapist was his, was their father. And that, that boy, well, I like to think if my dad raped my sister, I'd kill him. I don't have a sister. And my dad, he's not like an overly sexual person as far as I know. He's not, I mean, I spent my whole youth looking for porn in the house, couldn't find anything. My phone just fucking randomly stops recording for some fucking reason. It's frustrating as shit. But it'll probably happen again. But I'll be done soon. It's gonna be a short one. So yeah, I don't think my dad would rape my sister if I had one, or anybody. He's a decent guy. Fucking TSA employee caught stealing cash from woman's luggage at security checkpoint. Fuck that dude. Can't trust anybody. TSA, they work for the government. They're supposed to be keeping us safe. But don't put cash in your luggage. Oh, it's security checkpoint. Son of a bitch. What fucking airport was this? You know, that was going to be the whole thing. See, TSA is still a shitty job. Pay those people fucking something. They're obviously not making any money because they fucking don't give a shit. In Orlando. Well, Florida's just lawless. Man who punched kangaroo calls police over fears animal rights activists will avenge his boomer foe. What? I mean, I'm holed up at his home in New South Wales. Why'd the guy punch a kangaroo? The zookeeper. So it's a co-worker, really. You're gonna get mad at those. Yeah, but you shouldn't punch. Well, I feel like a kangaroo could handle itself. Zookeeper punched a kangaroo in the face to save his beloved pet dog. Oh, he saved his dog. Called police to his home after animal rights supporters called him ruthless and pathetic excuse for a human being. I'd punch a fucking kangaroo for my cats, not even thinking about it. This guy's fine, my book. Baby found inside Walmart bathroom. Body sat in a family. Oh, it's a body. Ooh. Body sat in a family bathroom with the door locked for 3 days. Is this a dead baby? I gotta find out. I wouldn't have read it if I knew it was going to be a dead baby. It said baby found. I didn't say dead baby found. But then they said body. This thing's slow to load. Fox 23. I don't know where this is. I'm guessing someplace remote. Because their website loads slow as fuck. And they're finding dead babies in the Walmart. Although, hey, well, there's no Walmarts in New York City because they're non-union. But Sand Springs, Oklahoma, that is remote. It's got, well, but see, the headline here is body. Maybe I'm dyslexic and it said body the whole time. Yeah, I thought it said baby, but I'm dyslexic. See, people think, oh, you see backwards. No, you just see shit fucking wrong. And I guess I did see it. Well, I saw the D backwards, and then so this is so it's not so sad. It's not a baby. It was a woman. It's a person. They lived a little, and then they died. It's more sad when it's a baby, right? Because, well, maybe it shouldn't be, because baby didn't know nothing. Baby's not like, I'm missing out on something. This lady was dying. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna see Beguiled. I was waiting for that movie to come out. She doesn't know. She didn't really miss much. But maybe you find that out in heaven. You get to see all the movies. But this dead woman was in the Walmart bathroom for 3 days. You know, they honor that locked door. Police confirmed the body of the woman was found Monday inside a family bathroom at the Walmart in Sand Springs. At the time, police are not sure how long the woman was in the bathroom. Sand Springs said their preliminary investigation shows nothing suspicious about the woman's death. Oh, she died just taking a dump. Well, police confirm that the body of the woman was found Monday. Our heart goes out to dead lady and her family. I don't know. That's enough for today. We have to mourn this loss, and I have to go do shit. But thank you for listening. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com, if you want. But you probably don't want to. But you can. Anything. Say hello. Ask a question. I will see you tomorrow. We love you.